This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. This is day 4 of the Dog Days of Podcasting, and this is one of the times when I have a friend read a story for me. This is also the point where I remind you that the entire Dog Days of Podcasting feed, I think there are 21 people participating this year, can be found at dogdaysofpodcasting.com.
This is Mark Kilfoyle, a.k.a. Mark the Encaffeinated One, reading One Way Trip. He's waiting there, at the edge of the parking lot, in the spaces where flitters and air cars are parked nose-to-nose with family-sized SUVs, the end of a cigarette between his teeth. His skin is weathered, his hat is likely as old as he is, but his eyes, faded blue, like old denim, are gentle. It shows his age, but he's got a bolo tie strung around the collar of his shirt.
Señor, are you the one we are meant to meet? The helper?
The woman holding the envelope of cash in both trembling hands can't be more than 16, maybe 17. But she has two little ones clinging to her cotton skirt, and her eyes are ages old and hold too much knowledge for 10 lifetimes, let alone one. He knows her type. Single mother by circumstance rather than choice, probably from one of the remaining ranches in southwest Texas. Not that the One Earth government acknowledges Texas as anything but a geographical reference these days. See, he answers, keeping his craggy voice soft and gentle. You need to get across. I'll get you there. You and the wee ones, too. He pauses, takes in her gaunt face and the way the kid's lips are pale and cracked. When's the last time any of you ate?
We had bread with us, but the train driver took it away. The water, we could not pay.
Of course they couldn't pay for water. Mag train fountains require a credit chit. This woman is only cash money. It's a miracle she could even get boarding passes. Come with me. He leads them through the parking lot and into the all-night diner. It isn't anything special, but the food is hot and cheap, and most important, real. No texturized this or reconstituted that. 4 for breakfast, he tells the hostess. Is Sam working today?
I'll put you in her section.
They are hustled to a booth in the back, and Sam, her glossy black hair woven into countless braids, appears within seconds.
Coffee?
It was her customary greeting. He glances at the woman across from him, sees her hesitant nod. 2, with cream and chocolate for the kids.
Gotcha.
She fills coffee mugs, pours hot chocolate from her other pot, leaves menus and disappears again, though not before she admonishes him.
You know you can't smoke in here.
He sighs and pinches out a cigarette between a calloused finger and thumb. Then he sips from his mug of coffee. Protein, he says after a beat. The hot cakes here are amazing, but you'll want protein to cushion your systems. I'm guessing you've never flown before. He says it with a capital F, so they know he means a ship and not a plane.
No, senor. We have been earthbound. We never planned to leave, but the government took more and more of our ranch. Took the cows, took the children's dog, took my Julio, too.
He reassesses the young woman's age. Maybe she's older than he thought. Yeah, more like 20. Still too young. Too damned young. They order eggs and bacon and fried potatoes, and all of them eat with quiet urgency. Sam comes back once to refill mugs, and a second time with a check and 4 water bottles.
Kids eat free on Tuesdays,
she says, giving him a knowing look. They all know it's Friday, but they accept her gift.
Gracias,
the young woman whispers.
Mil gracias.
Sam grips her shoulder briefly, a sign of encouragement.
Don't be afraid,
the waitress says.
This one will take care of you.
They head out the back way, climb into his truck, and take the old road out to the municipal launch pad. It's a long trip. The kids are asleep before they've hit the halfway point. Their mother finally closes her eyes when they're 2 hours out. He lights another cigarette as soon as she does. His ship is waiting, older than dirt, but sound, even so, waiting in the light of the false dawn. He hates to wake the sleeping family, but there's no time for dallying. "Okay, everyone," he puts as much energy as he can muster in his voice. "We're here. As soon as the ramp is down, you'll cross the tarmac. Make sure you have everything with you." In the early morning sun, the pavement is not yet hot, and you can't tell that there are places on the ship's hull that have been patched and repatched over the years. The hatch opens with the press of his remote. The ramp unfolds with aching slowness, stretching toward the ground like an old man flexing his limbs first thing in the morning. "Go on in," he tells his sleepy passengers. "Get comfortable. I won't be long." He watches the three figures scurry across the tarmac and into the ship. His ship. It's been his life these last several years. The second pickup truck shows up a few minutes later, parking next to him, so the driver's side windows are adjacent. The other driver is young, bright-eyed, optimistic. "You sure about this?" The younger man's voice is full of concern. "Never thought you'd be making a one-way trip." "It's time," the old man answers. "Long since. I got a grandkid waiting for me. Promised to take me fishing in the underground sea." A faint smile flits across his leathery face. He clears his throat. "Nothing left for me here since Hildy's gone." "You'll be missed." "Doubtful," the younger man sighs. "All right, whatever. You got the money?" "ID's first." A manila envelope is handed from window to window. The old man takes his time, untwisting the strings on the clasp, pulling out the documents and examining them. Three chits, each with the photo he'd provided. His own ID was legal, his departure approved months before. "All good," he says. He passes over the envelope of cash. "I'll wait while you count it." "No need," the younger man takes a beat. "You will be missed," he repeats. The old man merely inclines his head. It isn't the time or place to argue. He cuts the engine on his truck, offers the keys across. "Take these. Give the truck to someone who needs it. Doesn't look it, but she's got another decade in her. Easy." The younger man hesitates, but eventually does as he's asked. "I promise." He waits for the other man, the young man, to leave before he stubs out the cigarette he's been smoking, leaves his own vehicle, and boards the ship. His passengers are already buckled in. Their bags are stowed. Good. "Launch prep will take 20 minutes, he says. "Trip will take 6.5 days. Once we've cleared Earth's atmosphere and are cruising, you can move around. There's food replicators, a decent head, sonic shower. I've got some games and vids in the back to keep you occupied." He brings up the ramp while he's talking, punches in the prep sequence for launch. The computer's warm tones run under his speech. "Oxygen mix completed. Outer hatches sealed. Inner bulkhead doors secured." "Okay. Many questions?"
"Just one, Signor. You know that I am Claudia, and the children are Miguel and Rosa. If we are to be with you for all this time, por favor, what is your name?"
He is startled by the question. 30 years of running refugees across the space from Earth to Mars, and not one has ever asked for his name. Maybe she's the one passenger who can sense the truth. This trip is different. This trip is one way. He's quiet for a moment. Giving her his name is permanent. Real. He'll stop being the helper and become a person once more. His voice cracks as he answers.
Thomas. I'm Thomas Maxwell. You can call me Tom.
The woman, Claudia, smiles at him, and it's like a benediction.
Mil gracias, Tom. Mil gracias.
He looks away from the view screen, meets her brown eyes with his own faded blue ones. You are very welcome, Claudia.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.